Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
And the one of two, he says, I've gained another two. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. Come, enter into the joy of the Lord. And the one with the one talent, what did he say? He says, Master, I knew that you were a mean and austere servant, planting where you'd not reaped. Amen. He had a wrong concept of God. The other two used what they had given and they gained more. But this guy was fearful. He says, I believe the version says. He was fearful because he had the wrong concept of who God was. He didn't believe that God was a loving God that wants to bless him and wants to see him increase, wants to see him use his gift, amen, for advance the kingdom. He said he hid his talent. Why? Because he had the wrong concept, wrong ideal of who God is and who his character. I want to let you know his plans are to prosper you and to do you good and not of evil. So when you know that God has a good plan for you, you can rest assured he's like a heavenly father. And some of us, like myself, we may not have grown up with our father. Amen. And some of us may have had bad examples of father. But I want to let you know that the father that we have is a good, good father. Amen. He loves you and he cares for you. And he says, I know the plans that I have for you. He's, like I said, he's not plotting against you. His desire is to bless you. Some versions read, I don't have a plan. He says, some reversion says, read, not for disaster. Now my plan is not for disaster, not for calamity, not for evil, not to harm you. See, don't think like that. That's not God's plan for you. It's not to harm you. It's not of evil, not the calamity, not of evil, not to harm, but to give you a future and a hope. And sometimes we look around and we say, boy, there's not much happening right now. And sometimes we go through certain situations and it makes us give up on the future. But it says, the plan I have to you is to give you a future and a hope. Or another version reads, a future filled with hope. So if you've lost your hope today, I want to give you back hope that God has a future for you. If you just turn everything over to him. There's some of us, you may be in ministry and you may have been doing ministry your way. You're trying to do things your way. And God is saying, if you turn it back over to me, I can show you the original plan. Amen. I can show you the plan that I have for you, the plan that I have for your life, plan that I have for your ministry. If you just turn everything over to him and do it his way, listen to the voice of God, listen to the Holy Spirit, and do what Jesus has told you to do. It says, my plan is to give you a future and the hope, plans to prosper you. He has a good plan for you, but if you just give it over to him, if you just commit your future to him. And sometimes we go through so many disappointments. And you know, I'm going to speak to some women right now. Sometimes we go through so many disappointments. Disappointments in relationships. Disappointments in marriage. Or disappointments on a job. Or disappointment. We may not have got that job we wanted. Or we may have been stuck in a job that we thought this is what I wanted. Amen. I'm just here to pay the rent, pay the mortgage, and pay the bills and keep the roof over my head. And God is saying, if you just commit it to me, if you just commit your life to me, listen to me, I have a future and the hope for you. And sometimes we go through this disappointment after disappointment after disappointment after disappointment until we give up hope and we give up thinking there's a future, and then we just go, hey, sarah sarah, whatever will be. And God is saying, no, if you commit all to me, listen to me, I will show you the plan, I will execute the plan. If you just trust me and follow my lead, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the left or when you turn to the right. God has a plan. More scriptures just to back you up. God has a plan. Psalms 40. Let's turn to Psalms 40. Psalms 40. If you got your Bibles. Psalms 40. Psalms 40. Verse 5. Says, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward, they cannot be reckoned in order. If I would declare or speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. So his thoughts to you are good. They're more than can be numbered. Amen. His thoughts to you. David's saying it's the thoughts to you. There's more than I can. There's so many. They're innumerable. His thoughts to you are good. Amen. So many good things that God has in store for you. So I want you to start seeing God as a loving father. A good, good father, the songwriter says. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 9. Quickly turn there. Amen. I'm looking at time. I'm trying to get all the scriptures in because I want to give you the word. Amen. I want to give you guys the word. It's important that we give you the word. First Thessalonians 5, verse 9, if you got it. The Bible says, for God have not appointed us to wrath. He's not appointed us to wrath. That's not his plan. He's not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God's plan for us. He's not appointed us to wrath. And many people want to say wrath on this person, wrath on this one. The judgment is coming to this country. The judgment is coming to America. The judgment is coming to England. The judgment is coming to... Listen to me, God. We're living in the age of grace. Understand the dispensation that you're in. You're in the dispensation of grace. Unmerited, undeserved favor that we did not deserve, couldn't work for, couldn't earn, and could not afford. He said, 1 Thessalonians 5, for God has not appointed us to wrath. That's the word of God. New Testament. God has not appointed us to wrath. But what has he appointed us to? To obtain salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we do that? By surrendering all. By giving all to Jesus and saying, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Come in, amen. Forgive me. Make me whole. Amen. Wash away my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's not ordained us to wrath. So I'm continuing on. I want you to see how God thinks. God isn't sitting on his throne waiting to judge you. When you mess up, waiting to condemn you. God, the Holy Spirit convicts, but the devil condemns. And the Bible says there is and now no condemnation. Romans 8:1. There is and now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. They walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Jeremiah, was John 10:10. As we know that one, John 10:10. Let's go through the scriptures. John 10. The Bible says, Jesus said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So we know that the enemy comes to kill, he comes to steal. The thief is the devil, amen? He comes to kill, he comes to steal, and he comes to destroy. But Jesus sets out what he's come to do quite plainly. He says, I've come that you can have life. Amen. Some of us even not living no life. And he said, boy, the life that I'm living, I'm not happy with. The life that I'm not living, I'm not content. God, why is it? I've got money, but yet I'm still have no peace. Amen. I've got a big house, but I've still got no joy. I haven't got a home. I've got a house, but no home. Amen. I don't trust no one. I'm moving. I've got to look behind my back, and there's some things that I'm doing I'm not proud of. And God is saying, listen, you're not living no life. But he said, if you come to me, I will give you life and give it to its fullest. I'll give you the Zoe life, that version reads there. I give you the abundant life. Amen. The life that you can never even dream of or imagine. Some of you, just you've been in the same place for so long. And God said, I want to take you around the world and preach my gospel. I want to use you for my glory. I want to lift you up, because I know when I lift you up, you'll lift me up. And he said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men to yourself. This is the God that we serve, right in line of Jeremiah 29:11. I've come that you can have life and you might have it more abundantly. God doesn't want you to just struggle. He don't just want us to get by. He's come that we could have life and have it more abundantly. That's his purpose. That's his purpose. Let's stay right there. Luke. Let's go to Luke. Luke chapter 9, I believe. Luke 9. Let's go to Luke 9. Amen. Giving you scriptures today. Scriptures today. Luke 9. The Bible says that in 51, and it came to pass, it was come that he should received up steadfastly to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into the village of the Samaritans to make him ready, and they did not receive him. So he went into the city of the Samaritans, and he did not receive him, because his face was though he would go to Jerusalem, because he's looking to go up to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, will thou command fire to come down from heaven and consume it, even as Elijah did. Elijah called down fire from heaven more than once. Amen. Said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. It happened twice. Listen, three times. Listen, yeah. Happened twice. And then the third man came and he said, listen, have mercy. Please, just spare the life of me. He saw what happened to the first two companies and he said, listen to me, this man's serious. Just have mercy. And the Bible says, but he turned and rebuked them. It says, you know not what manner of spirit you are. 56 and key. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Listen to what he said. He said, the Son of Man, I want someone to understand the character of God, the character of the Savior. Listen to me carefully. Even when you see some wicked people dying and some wicked people getting shot and bad man, I believe that God gives everybody a chance. Warning comes before destruction. I have lost count of the amount of people that I've had to warn and say, listen, stop doing what you're doing. Stop selling what you're selling. Stop carrying what you're carrying. Stop going where you're going. I say, if you keep doing what you're doing, listen to me, calamity is going to come. Please, it's either prison or the grave. I tell people, I say, listen, stop living that life. God is saying, come, listen, enough is enough now. Look how much money you made. Look at what you've done. You're still alive. God has shown you mercy. And I've spoken to people. Warning comes before destruction. But whatever a man sowed, that what he's going to reap. So sooner or later, if you're in the devil's playground, you're going to get hurt. Because the devil don't play fair. But Jesus is saying, listen to me, even when people don't receive him, you tell people about Jesus and they don't want to know. And they cuss you off and they say, burn Jesus. You know how much people are speaking to the dread? Burn this, burn that, burn everything. They want to burn everything. Some people don't want to curse Jesus. And people in other religions, people don't believe. And all pastors are after your money. And they say all this kind of evil about Christianity. It's not to call fire down on them. It's not to destroy them. Jesus said, you don't know what kind of spirit you are. He says, the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives. I'm trying to take my time. The Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. That's what he's come to do. He ain't come to destroy people's lives. He's come to save them. Another scripture, 1 Thessalonians 1. Let's go back to Thessalonians. Got so many scriptures, but I just want to really just give you 1 Thessalonians 1. 1 Thessalonians 10. It says, and wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. That's what he's come, amen. He's come to deliver us from the wrath to come. God has a plan, and he has a plan for you, and it's a good plan. And sometimes we may be going through some situations like the lady with the issue of blood, and everybody that came to Jesus, it looked like they was at their last. And you may be just like that woman with the issue of blood, or the Syrophoenician woman whose daughter was sick. And listen to me, she had no one else to go to. The centurion, his servant, was sick, amen, and he had no one else to go to, and he was in his last. But he knew that, listen, he had heard of Jesus. And some of you may have gone through some situations. Some of you may be going through sickness. He's still the God that healeth thee. Sickness is not your portion. I said sickness is not your portion. Sickness is not in the covenant. Amen. He didn't come for sickness. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went around doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. Why? Because God was with him. Amen. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke, and he wants to destroy every yoke of sickness. And this lady must have thought the plan for her life is over. She had tried everything. And some of you, you've tried everything. Some of you have gone to places that you shouldn't have gone to, and God is saying, listen to me, I still forgive you if you just repent. Some of you went to some places that you shouldn't have gone to, and that will only make your life worse and not better. And God is saying, listen to me, don't try the Obi man, don't try witchcraft, don't try voodoo, don't try all those things. Those things open the door to the devil. And then if you has any problems, the problems will only make you worse. God is saying, this lady had tried everything. I don't know what she tried. Every physician failed her, and she was still bleeding. And some of you, you've tried everything, and you're still losing blood. You're still losing life force, because the life force is in the blood, and you're losing life, and you're dying daily. And he's saying, I don't know what to do. But the Bible says, and when she heard of Jesus, so now you've heard of the goodness of God. He has a plan for you, not to destroy you, but to bless you, to prosper you, to give you a future and a hope. How he loves you, how he's come to deliver you from the wrath to come. How he's come not to destroy men's life, but to save men. Amen. How he's come to life and life more abundantly now that you know the message of the goodness of God and how he loves you. Listen to me. She heard of Jesus. What are people hearing about Jesus? I let people know, listen to me, depending on what people hearing about Jesus will depend on if they will come or not. So preachers, what are we preaching about Jesus? What are we saying about Jesus? What are we preaching about Jesus? She said, and when she heard of Jesus, she must have heard how he delivered the man from the Decapolis, amen, the madman with no clothes on, breaking chains, cutting himself, amen, crazy, walking up and down, possessed by a legion. And she heard how God had delivered him, how Jesus had set him free. She must have heard that he opened the eyes of the blind. She must have heard how he opened the ears of the deaf. She must have heard that this man just doesn't speak God, but he acts speaks God. He demonstrates God. And I tell preachers, it's time to demonstrate God, because the gospel came not in word only, but in power. She must have heard that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. She must have heard that he's a healing Jesus. He's a delivering Jesus. He's a restoring Jesus. She must have heard. But she said, listen to me, I've got to do some things that I've never done before. I'm going to do some things that may get me in trouble. I've got to bypass the law. And Jesus said, we've got to come to him by faith, because it's faith that pleases God. And he says, I want you to use your faith. The law ain't going to do it. The law was just our schoolmaster bringing us to Christ. And he said, it's by faith that you've got to touch him. And she touched him by faith. And he said, when we touched him, virtue left him. And she knew that she had been healed in her body. She knew. She didn't know. She must have thought the plan was over. But Jesus had a plan for her life. And that plan was for her to be healed and delivered and set free. And the same plan for her is the same plan for you. It's to heal you, to set you free. Amen. It's a good plan for your life. And the Bible says that, listen to me, this woman is supposed to wave a flag, unclean, unclean. She's not supposed to be near the crowd. She's not supposed to be near people. And she certainly isn't supposed to be touching a rabbi. But the Bible says she took the hem of his garment. She got so low, just the hem. I don't even need to get that coat, just the hem of his garment. That's what she believed. She said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And the Bible says he stopped and he said, someone touched me. So it was a different touch. Someone touched me. Someone really, because virtue has left me. Virtue left me. She touched his garment, but Jesus said, virtue left me. You see, faith, oh my God, if we only have faith, if we only have faith as a grain of mustard seed, put your faith in the Lord Jesus. And this lady that fought, listen to me, was all over, that tried everything, been everywhere, but yet she had nothing gone better, but just more grew worse. She said, the fountain of her blood dried up very instant. And he said, who touched me? He said, I touched him. She told him everything. Faith, have made you whole. I dare someone to just put their faith in Jesus. I don't care what you've done and where you've been. Like I said, who you done it with, how long you've been doing it. Listen, I don't care. If you just put your faith in Jesus, if you just turn from sin, put your trust in the Lamb. Romans 5 here says, Romans 5. Let me just turn to Romans 5 quickly. Amen. Romans 5 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we're justified, just as though we've never sinned, declared righteous, declared holy, set apart for God, not by any works we've done. Therefore, being justified by faith, it's by faith. So when I give you the gospel, it's by faith that God is a good God. He sent his son Jesus Christ. So it's by faith that you receive him. Amen. And guess what? This woman had faith to touch him. And then she realized there is a plan. God's plan is to heal. God's plan is to heal. And if you may be suffering right now, I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care if it's stage 1, 2, 3, or 4. I don't care what's going on in your body. I don't care if the doctor said you're going to have to be on drugs, medication for the rest of your life. If you just touch this radio, touch the phone, I speak healing to your body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that's if I just release God's healing virtue. Holy Spirit, touch each listener right now that may be listening in the name of Jesus. I just dare you to touch that part of the body where you may be suffering the illness or where you're suffering affliction, where pain may be. And I just release the healing power of God now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to the word, the centurion man said, you don't have to come to my house, but speak the word only. I'm your vessel, I'm your servant. So I speak the word of healing now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just release healing upon each listener that's listening now in the mighty name of Jesus. Where they're being afflicted, I command affliction to go, leave this body. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I just release your healing virtue in the mighty name of Jesus, because you sent your word and you healed that disease, and healing is the children's bread. So I just release your word of healing over the airways on this podcast even now in the mighty name of Jesus, because your will, you said, yes Lord, according to 1 John, according to John, he said, beloved, amen. So you want to know God's plan concerning sickness, concerning disease, he said, beloved, I wish above all that you may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. So that's God's idea. That's God's plan. That's God's will. I wish, I pray, some verses read, amen, that you'll prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. Amen. So God wants us to prosper. Again, amen. Jeremiah 29:11. Amen. Thoughts to prosper, man. So God's thoughts ain't changed concerning you. So he wants you to prosper. He does not want us to be poor. Some people write me and get vexed about it. He does not want us to be poor. He wants us to prosper. We need to believe that God wants us to prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. So we want prosperity of soul. We don't want the leanness of soul. Like the children of Israel, we want prosperity of soul. Because when our soul is prosperous, listen to me, that's the most thing we want. And listen, if you don't know Jesus today, I've given you the gospel. I've let you know that the character, the God that we serve, the God that loves you, the God that demonstrated his love by sending his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross. I cannot finish, amen, this podcast without offering you, amen, a chance to just give it all to Jesus, to say, God, for you I live and for you I die, giving everything to the Lord and saying, God, listen, I come to you. I repent of every sin and I'm just going to give it all to you today. I'm speaking to the backslider. There's a backslider that's listening and you're doing all right and you may have money and things is going all right, but you still know there's still that call of God on your life and there's still that heart and you think that you've let God down. And God is saying, listen, the name of the backslider is written in the palm of my hand, as I said, and he's saying, come back to me. Come, all you that are weary and ever laden, I will give you rest for your soul. You've been laboring and you may be going out and partying and it seems like you're enjoying yourself, but when you lay back down and you hear the word of God and you know how you used to be and you know that God is still calling you, he's saying, come, he's saying, listen to me, I still have a plan for you. There's that word again, I still have a plan. But he's saying, come, I need you to receive the plan and I need you to repent of sin and I need you to come, just come back to me. But I know what they said about me, and some people may have had problems in church and you may have experienced church hurt. Can I be honest with you? Who hasn't? Listen to me, I've got daggers in my back, I've been let down, betrayed, all kinds of things that I'm not, that hurt me. I've been hurt, I've been offended, I've had to walk through valleys of the shadow of death, I've had to go through times where I wanted to give up, but Jesus kept me, amen. And I'm boasting on the goodness of God and the saving power of Jesus. And listen to me, I've gone through Christianity, I've gone through church hurt, I've gone through being let down by people, let down by brethren. Listen to me, but God still kept me, and God knows what you're going through. But God is saying, listen to me, Jesus went through it. Jesus was betrayed, amen. They forsook him, all forsook him, amen. He was betrayed, he was denied, he went through so much, but yet he stayed to the plan. And Jesus is saying, I know what you went through, I know it hurt, but he's saying, come back, I want to heal you. Come back, I want to make you new. Come back, I want to restore you, amen. I want to restore you. Because the Bible says, if we don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us. And we've been forgiven much. And you don't want to be like the man that was forgiven over 10,000 shekels. Amen. He said, have mercy upon me and I will pay. And the master had mercy upon him. And the Bible says he went and he saw a man that owed him something like, what was that, 10 shekels or something minute. And he said the same thing. He said, have mercy with me and be patient with me. I will pay you all. And the Bible says he beat him and put him in jail. And they heard of him and they said, man, you forgave this guy. And the Bible says that the Lord came to him and said, didn't I forgive you much and you could not forgive? And he threw him in jail and left him to the tormentors. And then what God is saying, listen to me, I've forgiven you much, so we ought to forgive others. Is it easy? No, but with the grace of God it's possible. So what do? We say, God, if we're finding it hard to forgive some people that may have hurt us, and I'm saying, not saying, not downplaying what you may have gone through. You may have been through hurt and abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, mental abuse, financial abuse, physical abuse. You may have been abused, you may have been hurt, and then people let you down and took an advantage of you in ways that we can't even talk about. But God is saying, give it to me and I'll give you the grace to forgive them. But come, he's saying, come unto me, come. Today is the day of salvation, amen. Not tomorrow. Don't wait until tomorrow. I have a plan, and I've preached the plan. I've preached God's character. I've taught God's character. God is a loving God. And sometimes we just need to be reminded of the character of God. So if you've heard the character and you're convinced and you're saying, boy, it's time for me to serve the Lord, I'm just going to lead you in a simple prayer and say, Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I'm asking you, forgive me of every sin. Come into my heart, Lord. Come into my heart. Wash me in the blood of your son, Jesus. Make me a new creature. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I love you. Help me to walk of you. Help me to do your will. Teach me how to serve you. Hold my hand, God, and continue, Lord, because you said you'll be my guide unto death.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com, Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.